Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this altar of divine interventions. Welcome to this, as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing before doing any other thing, pray more on your own after listening and then rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Welcome also to Thursday, day 11 in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Genesis 37 verse 9, Joseph dreamt and saw 11 stars bowing down to him. Open your hand. Let me connect to this in prayer. On this 11th day, those fighting you will come to apologize and bow to you. They will ask for forgiveness. Please forgive them. Who is this? Your long-awaited promises and fulfillment will happen today. Everybody, pull your right ear gently if you can. Let me pray to it. You will hear good news. A miracle phone call will come in for you now. Who is this? With a court case, it shall be decided in your favor. I want to pray for someone. Somebody promised you a thing, but yet to fulfill it. Do this. Be mentioning the name of such person or persons silently. Mention their names if they are more than one. Mention the name seven times. I prophesy, as you mention the name seven times before God, God will stir their heart up to fulfill their promises to you. Who is this? Your application is lying on a table in a file. That person concerned will send for you and give approval. Who is this? Your gratuity and pension not paid, and you have been praying and you are very worried. Your case is coming on now. In a few days' time, your money shall be paid. Someone, you owe a disturbing debt. In fact, you want to sell some of your property to pay, and that will leave you with more trouble. Halt it. You will not need to sell your property, and yet God will supernaturally settle that debt for you. Who is this? You misplaced an important document, or is it a key or an item? Lift up your right hand and place it on your forehead. I prophesy, you will remember. You will find it. Or say, amen, I receive it. I can't wait to receive your testimonies. They shall surely happen. June 11, celebrant. Receive your birthday prayers. Open your hand. I pray God will bless your birthday and bless your new day. The rest of your life shall be full of testimonies, abundance, wellness in the name of Jesus Christ. Happy birthday. Now, let's receive teachings. First one, good morning, wonderful daddy and our great family. Thank you for your insightful teaching, sir. Your type is rare. Concerning the parents whose children graduated without good jobs, they should go learn trades or acquire skills. The skill I acquired with just 55,000 naira in 2008, when things were not working for me, changed my entire story. Today, I have built my house, bought cars, visited several countries in the world, and even employed graduates as a result. I have never used the certificate I got from the university to work for one day. I am not always happy whenever I see young and vibrant graduates saying they are looking for a job that is not even available. Our youth should please wake up. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. This contribution made my heart jump for joy. I am thrilled. This is what I have been preaching and teaching. There are profitable work to do for willing minds and able hands. All young people, young graduates, skilled people, look for a mentor. If I be ready to work in an organization, even if you are not going to be paid, just to garner experience. Have mentors. Your testimonies too will come like this. Parents with children looking for job and not getting, send this message to them. Once again, thank you so much for this contribution. Good evening, sir. I'm interested in the online Bible course. thank you, right? I want more response on the online Bible college. Next, my amiable dad and siblings, concerning the would-be suitor, he may not necessarily be what you describe, sir. Maybe he wants a quiet wedding. I would suggest that they do it in the pastor's office. I know of high-ranking financiers' parents who opted for wedding in the pastor's office for their children. They don't want noise. He may have his reasons. Let's hear him out. Thanks for your selfless service to humanity. Wow, this is another way of looking at it. Now, here's someone else. Good day, Big Daddy. Femi Emmanuel, thanks so much for all your prayers and teachings. God bless you, sir. In response to the lady that wants to get married outside the church, my daughter has always wished to have a garden wedding of no more than 20 people. She's been saying it about 3 years ago before she graduated and met her fiancé. My husband and I approved of it since that is her desire. She will go through the church marriage counseling and fulfill all the obligations, but the wedding will take place in a garden outside the church. We are both ministers in RCCG. I don't see anything wrong in it. It is church doctrine and what people will say that most people are trying to avoid. We are not considering the feelings of these children. My take, sir. Wow. From RCCG, that's my second church. I'm also the Adeboye's son, right from my teenage years. Ah, there's a lesson to learn for all of us here. I've also learned a lesson here. It will even limit this prodigal, extravagant, lavish wedding that people do hold. Thank you so much. Many people are also suggesting pastor's office joining people. I've also done pastor's office wedding for many people. TPGS, let's make this platform interactive. It is blessing. It is interesting. We will do more tomorrow. Today is the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day. Two services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. In all the centers across Nigeria. Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, Maraba, Mararaba in Abuja, be there live. Prayer focus today is, Lord, take over my battle. We are handing over all our battles to God today. The Lord will take over your battle. Don't miss it. It will be live stream. Join from all nations of the earth. Now, tomorrow is the D-Day, June 12th. The No More Delay service we have been announcing. It will be a single service from 8 a.m. Venue is Living Spirit Chapel International, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. All Living Spirit Chapel International centers nationwide will be viewing centers. Go there. Tomorrow, June 12th, is a public holiday in Nigeria. No work, no traffic. So there's no excuse not to be there. Be there. List out all areas of delays in your life. Those that will be watching online, make a list of all the areas of delays. Delay in getting married, delay in conception, delay in your immigration papers, delay in expansion, delay in payment, getting a job, healed up, delay in all areas. Delays will die tomorrow. TPGF UK conference is also counting down June 19 and 20 in the city of Manchester. All UK Turning Point partners and listeners, don't miss it. Then we need volunteers at the venue to act as ushers, protocol, registration officers, counselors. If you are interested, please indicate two numbers to call for this Manchester UK conference to indicate that you are coming or you want to be a volunteer worker. Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401. Pastor Franklin on 079-1789-7088. Be calling. Finally, pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Then the victory seed. Victory seed is 5,005 naira. 55 for grace. Seed for business expansion. all business owners, small, growing, coming up, make a sacrifice. Do so and see what God will do. Business expansion sacrifice is 7,500. Do it as God may lay in your heart. There is no seed we sow into the kingdom for the growth of God's work that is a waste. God will pay you back. I have been seeing testimonies. Do as God lays in your heart. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me to your life. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.